Hi, everyone. Welcome to Girl Code.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome back.
To the stew.
Again, to the stew.
Yep.
Literally, we're here. Well, they don't know that. We've changed clothes. We're literally here like 2 seconds ago.
We have not left the stew.
We have not left the stew.
But the episodes that we're talking about, they're probably like 3 weeks apart.
Oh, so. Okay. Well, then that's perfect for you guys.
You have no idea. Pretend we didn't say anything.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I take that all back.
Different day. Moving on.
Moving on. We're going to get straight into dilemmas this week.
They are pretty good this week.
They're juicy.
A bit on the juicy side. Yeah. So I've only seen a couple. We've shared a few, but They're good.
You guys are going to enjoy.
Buckle up your dilemma belt.
Buckle up, bitches. Okay, let's get straight into it.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This one's a savage one. Straight off the bat. Okay. Should I date this guy if he has ongoing health issues? We've gone on 2 dates and I really like him, but recently he told me he has chronic medical issues. I feel bad for even saying this, but I'm not sure if I'm ready to date someone that is always having health problems. Help.
Ooh.
I'm going to be real, like real talk. I think it's fair for you to say that.
Maybe not say it.
Well, no, not say that to him. Oh. Sorry. Let me rephrase that. I think obviously it's a hard situation and you don't want to be insensitive, but in your mind, like, I think that's a fair thing to think about as well when you think about, you know, your life. I know this sounds really selfish and fucked up.
No, but it's your life.
It's your life. And I think if you're having doubts about if you're ready to commit to this, then maybe it's not the right choice. Because also you don't want to go down this road and then, you know, he falls in love with you guys, like build a life together. And then after a year, you're like, oh, actually, I can't do this. That makes it worse. Yeah. Whereas if you're going into it 2 dates in, I think, and you're like, I can't do this. That's fair. Like, definitely. I know that's really hard situation though.
No, it is hard and it sucks. And like, you feel like a bad person.
You do. You feel like such a bad person.
For saying it. Mm. But it's not like you're together for like a year or 2 years and something happens, you know, and then you decide like,
and
you don't want to
then
be
you decide, oh, actually, I can't do this.
Yeah. Which, I mean, or each to everyone's own. That's not the question. So we won't go there. We won't take a separate tangent. Yeah. But I think off the bat, you've been on what, 2 dates?
2 dates.
If his lifestyle
doesn't align
with yours for whatever reason, that is, I think, valid.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't tell him.
No, you don't need to say that that's... I think that's a little bit insensitive. No, that would hurt his feelings.
Keep that one just between the GC just say family.
It's not aligned, like you don't see a future together for.
Which is okay. And I think that, you
it's
know,
a hard situation.
Yeah.
It's a really hard situation.
But in life, you do have to kind of put yourself first in a lot of areas.
Yeah.
And I think dating, especially at the start, dating is one of those things you have to put your needs and your wants in life above anything else.
And also someone will come along that is sure that they're okay with that.
Yes.
And I think he also deserves someone that's like that.
Yes. There'll be someone who'll come along and they'll be down. So down. And let him have the chance to find that person, not have someone who's secretly like, this is a bit much for me.
Yeah, it's too much. I wish I didn't get involved, like having regrets, and then it impacts the relationship down the track.
Yeah. I think if you've taken it this far to write in, you're not sure. I think maybe not. Mm. Or you could just slow things back down. You know, it's been 2 dates. If you slow things back down and see, he might just be having a hard month.
What's also like the level of...
Yeah, we don't really know what the
level is. Like, is
that was quite vague.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Either just call it for not that reason, or just slow things back down and mm-hmm. just see, because he might just be having a bad month. He might yeah. be, you know, it yeah. could be all good.
So, maybe it's going to be fixed soon.
Yeah. TBC. We don't know. Mm-hmm. But don't feel bad ever for putting your needs yeah. and wants in life yeah. First.
Yeah.
Because that's the whole point of dating at the start, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend proposed to me recently, and of course, I'm so excited. The issue is, I feel like he didn't put enough effort into the proposal.
Ooh.
I always wanted a big proposal with my family involved, photographer, nice dress, etc. But he proposed to me on a beach walk whilst I was wearing activewear. I don't know how to approach this. Do I tell him? Do I just leave it?
I mean, honestly, I don't think I would love that if I was in activewear. I know that sounds kind of selfish and materialistic, and maybe it is, but if I dream about my dream proposal, it doesn't even have to be some grand thing, but maybe not activewear, you know?
Do you know what I think is so important?
Mm.
When you're with someone and you're passing that point, mm-hmm. you've spoken about mm-hmm. the idea of getting engaged, which also I think is something everyone needs to do. I don't think you
have
can just
have a conversation before you go down that track.
Yeah, like any dudes listening mm-hmm. and also women, obviously, if you feel like, things are getting more serious, I think you do, like it needs to be spoken about, one, if you even want to get engaged. And two, I think it's good for managing expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've had this conversation with Tom and it's like, what would I like? Would I want a photographer? Would I want this? Would I want that? And it's just kind of like you get on the same page a little bit because it's also unfair of them. They're doing what they think. If you've given them no direction, you can't really turn around and be like, that's not what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of can't do that anyway.
Yeah.
It's already been done.
I think once it's done, like you can't do anything. You mm-hmm. can't say like, let's redo it.
Yeah, can you propose to me again?
I think that's actually such a good point. It's like you needed to have the I think in your situation,
It's done.
You just accept it. You're with the love of your life. Look to the future. Look to the wedding now. Mm. The engagement party. Make that the dream.
Solution. Engagement shoot.
Yeah, engagement shoot. There you go.
Book a photo shoot
yeah.
with a photographer. Get your nice dress. There obviously, don't get him mm-hmm. back down on one knee. Bit mm-hmm. embarrassing. Won't lie. Yeah. Wouldn't do that. But, we're engaged.
Yeah.
Rings.
Fun. Rings. Two rings. Two diamond rings.
I think that's totally fine because at the end of the day, I think social media, everything, look, you're totally fair to have what you want as an engagement, regardless of like Insta, et cetera.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I always see, probably because I'm on engagement TikTok, you see all these amazing, incredible proposals and I get it. I fully get it. Like you want the whole thing, but also fundamentally it still is that beautiful moment with you and your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I know it wasn't exactly what you wanted. Take that, book an engagement shoot, book your engagement party, book the wedding, mm-hmm. get excited, get some great pics and just say it was just a beautiful, intimate moment.
Which it was.
It was a private, intimate moment.
Yeah.
And then just like splash out on everything else to make you feel better. But
I think that's a great solution.
Definitely don't bring it up.
No, you can't bring it up. He'll be very offended. That would be really, because he probably thought it was like a really intimate, special, like very candid. The two of
caught
you.
Off guard.
Caught off guard. Like which doing your special walk together. It is nice.
You probably were so surprised because it's not what you wanted.
But if you say like, I'm disappointed in that, that's going to be soul crushing.
Because there's no solution.
No, you can't say that. Just plan the engagement shoot.
Yeah.
And for anyone that hasn't got engaged yet, have the conversation.
Have the conversation. Talk about ring styles that you like. You have to really, mention these things because otherwise they're just going to do whatever they think, which is beautiful. But you're going to, going to have that little bit of disappointment.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. It's Future Editing Caitlin here. It's currently Thursday and our merch went live this morning. So I just wanted to quickly jump in and just say thank you so much to everyone who has purchased merch. It means the absolute world. I'm so excited to see everyone start wearing our merch. And for anyone else who wants to get their hands on some merch, you can at shop.girlcodethepodcast.com. All the links will be in the bio description box down below. So if you want to have a little squiz, you can. I almost forgot to mention the most exciting part, you guys. Okay, so we're going to give away our whole collection to one person. So all you have to do to enter is share this episode or any of our episodes. I don't really care. Not too picky. On your story, tag us. that's literally it. And then we'll go through and pick someone at random with one of those like generators. And yeah, we'll send you our whole merch collection. That is all. All right. Enjoy the episode. Sorry, I'll go. Bye.
SOS. No one know. My new boyfriend doesn't have a good relationship with his mum. I've heard you girls say that it is a red flag if he doesn't respect his mum, which is stressing me out. The mum doesn't seem like the kindest person, although she has always been nice to me. And I think he has some childhood trauma, so I don't want to judge him. He is so rude to her though and speaks really badly about her, which makes me feel uncomfortable, especially as a woman. But a part of me wishes he would make more of an effort to resolve the issues with her. What would you do in this situation? Definitely have said it is a red flag when they don't have a good relationship with their mum. But that is situational.
That is situational. And also the fact that you said he has trauma. Obviously something's gone on.
Mm.
But I don't know. What would you do in that situation?
Look, I think first and foremost, the trauma part. I think if it's really bad, fair.
Mm-hmm.
You got to, you know, family. You
can't really step into that.
You can't choose your family. You can't discredit someone's trauma and reasons to not, you know, still speak to their family for any reason. I think that's totally fair. But the fact that they're all still hanging out and he's just being kind of like rude to her is the vibe I'm getting.
Yeah.
And maybe he's also told her about all these things in private. And then when he's with his mum or like maybe on the phone to the mum, I'm imagining, he speaks rudely to her, which that would annoy me because it's like either just cut it off or build like mend the bridge because she is your mom. I'd feel like a bit like pick one. Don't just walk around as like a grown man like kind of just being rude to your mom and shitting on her and like having unresolved trauma. Work through your trauma and either like work through it with your mom and like find peace or maybe just like have a break. But like I feel like one foot in, one foot out, being like rude to her and not healing is unfair for the mom and also it's making your girlfriend uncomfortable because seeing a guy speak to any woman disrespectfully.
It's always a bit of a, it's a red flag to
me. It's a red flag.
It's a red flag to me.
I think he needs to, if I was you, this is my boyfriend, I would say to my boyfriend that he needs to go to therapy and he needs to work through that trauma.
The issues,
in the meantime, maybe let's have some time away from your mom to like resolve this or start being nice to your mom because you can't just keep like punishing her.
Yeah.
But also if the mom's sucks and she's an awful human.
Yeah, if she's still being awful, then like
the mum's also responsible. She also needs to go to therapy.
Both of them need to go to therapy individually and then have like a conflict resolution day together and like talk through all their issues.
Yeah, but just like sitting like throwing like rude
remarks
at your mum, like come off it.
Yeah.
Like we're older now.
We're old enough.
Sort your shit
out.
How
old is he? I would love
to know. Old enough to type.
Old enough. He's old enough. Okay, he's old enough. So yeah, they need to. I would be encouraging him to go to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really tell the mum.
Not your place.
Hey, babe.
Hey, mother-in-law, do you mind going to therapy?
Good therapist.
Not okay.
No, you can't say that.
But he needs to have a, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just can't keep doing
You can't keep that. Doing this dynamic because whatever it is, it's unhealthy.
Yeah, and it's also, it would be disappointing, I can imagine, as a girlfriend to keep seeing it and having no action or change being made.
Yeah.
It's like, figure it out or stop.
Mm-hmm. Hey, girl code. I've seen your TikToks and I want your advice.
Slay.
I'm a 30. Oh my God, slay. Thank you. I'm a 30-year-old man and this girl I've been chatting to is 18.
Call the police.
Predator. Kidding. We met on a night out and I thought she was way older. I should have checked when we first met, but I had just assumed she was in her mid-20s based off how she looked.
Oh, that old chestnut.
We had such a fun night together and really clicked. I only found out she was 18 on our first date last week. Normally, I would never date someone this much younger. I know how it sounds and looks. I just haven't had an instant connection like this in a long time. What's your opinion?
I mean, it doesn't like sound or look good.
It's looking and sounding bad. Really bad. Like, what's that? 12 years. 12 years younger.
I have had that situation. I just realized I literally was in that. Wait. It was 11 years.
At 18, dating 12 years older is huge. That is a big. I think if you're 25, dating 12 years or even like 30, dating 12.
Your prefrontal cortex
has. When 25. You're 25 onwards, I think it's more acceptable. At 18.
You're a baby.
You're a child.
You can't drink in America.
You're a child.
You just got out of school. You could still be in school in New South Wales.
Oh my God, we went to like schoolies.
I was 17.
Well, but like some people were 18 at school. Yeah. Dating a 30-year-old man. Okay.
It's not looking good,
fam. It's not looking good. I'm sorry. I think personally, don't. I know she's probably like, she probably seems mature for her age, but she's not.
As someone who was the girl at the time.
You think it's fine.
This is fine. Mm. This is how I felt, right? And this is, I'm sure, how she feels. Mm. I'm so mature.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled an older guy because I'm so mature.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks I'm like way hotter than girls his age, obviously. Mm. And yeah, you just think that you're so cool and mature and like you're not like other girls. You're so much more mature for your age. Like I can totally handle this. Like we're the same age.
Mm.
But then cracks do start to creep in. Mm. And just with that amount, I won't go into like all the details of like what I went through, which I'm sure you guys all know about if you've been listening for a while. But my thoughts now as a 25-year-old looking back on that, I am unhappy and like disappointed with the person I was dating. You cannot tell me he thought we were on the same equal level.
Yeah.
He was like, this bitch has no idea. And I didn't.
So thank you for writing in. But like brutal honesty, I just feel like he sounds like a nice guy. You sound like a nice guy.
He's obviously concerned.
You thought she was older, like I get it, but I think now that you do know she's 18, I would encourage you to walk away for you and also for her, because she'll probably, I don't know, a few years down the track be so glad that you didn't let that happen.
Also, so many other things. Kids.
Yeah, like you guys are on such different life areas.
Let her be a teenager. Yeah. You owe it to her to let her live her younger years. If you guys are still in contact after like seven years. Then sure, but I just think 18 is just like really jarring.
Yeah.
I respect you for asking if you like, you know, for knowing it's a bit of a concern, but not a good look. Mm. Not a good look. No. I don't think it's fair for either of you. It just kind of probably won't work.
Also, think about it this like this though as well, because it's kind of reassuring for you that you did find the spark with someone. Mm-hmm. Someone else will come along.
Definitely.
There's people out there. This is just not the right one.
Yes. And if we take that number away for a second and we look at lifestyle, 18-year-old lifestyle, sorry, I just put the number back in, but like her lifestyle versus your lifestyle, incompatible.
Yeah.
Or it might be compatible for like a year or two.
Probably because she's trying to fit what you want.
And then you're going to start getting arthritis. And she's going to be like, this is too much for me.
I'm not sticking around for that.
Obviously, like we said, age gaps can work.
We're not.
This one's just a bit.
I think it's a bit too much.
Like, knock yourself out. But like, I don't know about this. It's just legal. Like, it's not. Yeah. It's like barely.
Barely.
Like, when did she turn 18?
Do you know 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks. That was her 18th birthday. I met her. Oh. Not okay. No. Yeah. If you think it's weird,
chances are it is.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell too many people about that one. I'd probably
it's a good thing this is anonymous.
Yeah.
We're reporting you to Crime Stoppers.
We literally would call the police, but it was anonymous, so. All the best. Thank you for.
We hope it works like out. I hope you walk away easily.
You'll find someone else who matches your lifestyle.
There's other women out there.
Yeah, you can do it.
Someone wrote into our question box and said, "No, I'm good. Things have been really good lately." Thank you.
Oh,
thank you so much. That's so good.
Oh, I'm glad things are going well for you, Suze.
I'm glad things are going well for someone. Okay, lots of family dynamics this week. How would you girls handle an obsessive/toxic mother-in-law?
Why does this keep coming up? This is not the first time.
This has definitely been a reoccurring topic. What's going on?
Well, we've already figured out that a lot of mums are in love with their sons.
I do remember this conversation.
We had the lab coats on. It was super scientific.
I think that conversation got pretty weird for a little bit.
Yeah, I think I said that all mums are going to fuck their sons.
I think that's what I'm thinking of.
It's a bold statement.
A weird, possessive, not weird, sorry, possessive or jealous mother-in-law.
Do you know what? Because we've got to put ourselves in the mother-in-law shoes.
Yeah.
If I had a son and he upset or disrespected a woman, I would side with the woman. I was about to say with him. No, I wouldn't. I would side with the woman.
I would side with him.
With him, because he probably deserved it. I'm like a psycho mum. No, I would side with the woman and help him behave better and respect women, et cetera, et cetera.
If this was me, I would just, you kind of just have to eat, like suck it up.
Did she give examples?
No. It just, what would you do?
Oh, if it was like.
I think I would just, you, like.
You kind of have to deal with
it. You kind of have to deal with it.
Because.
Just accept it.
Do you know the thing is at the end of the day, you're always going to ride with your family.
Mm-hmm.
If my boyfriend came to me, there's like a level, there's a threshold.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If I make a joke, mom, I never talk badly about you. Let me just make this very clear. But let's just say if my mum did something that frustrated me,
mm-hmm.
I have permission to be like, oh my God, mum's so annoying, or mum does this, or mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. If he jumped on and was like, yeah,
she is
so annoying, I'd turn around and be like, who the do you think you're talking to? That is my mother.
Mm.
Only the kid, you know, unless he comes to you first
mm-hmm.
and it's like, my mom, you know, like I know she's making you feel this way. I can tell, you know.
Then that, you can have.
You know, but still, I mean, tread like still, so lightly.
You could still bring it up with him maybe, like say how you're feeling lightly.
So gently.
Like, I think, I mean, I probably.
I'll be mom. Wait, no, I'll be boyfriend.
Oh, we're role playing?
Role play.
Baby.
Ew.
Ew, I can't even do this with you.
Pump bottle away.
No, I would, if it's really bugging you that much, I would probably bring it up with the boyfriend very lightly and be like, it's just making me feel like this. You can't talk. I would not. Don't talk to the mum.
God,
you cannot talk to the mum. And also don't make it, like, don't put your boyfriend in a position where you're like, can you talk to her for me? Like,
no.
You can flag it if you feel so inclined to, but honestly, if it was me, I would probably just
because
suck it up.
You know what boys are like too? He'd be like, yeah, I'll go tell mom. Hey mom, Maddie told me to tell you Maddie that you're a bitch.
Yeah, it's like the delivery is not going to get across. So I think it's something you're just going to have to learn to accept and just like kind of just block it out. Like if she makes comments, just it is what it is.
I think we suck it up. Obviously, down the track, you know, maybe mm-hmm. once you're married,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. You could, I don't know, or if she does something like in front of people. Like I'm just trying to, because there wasn't a lot of context here, so I'm trying to imagine situations.
Very vague, yeah.
But let's say you're at a lunch or something, mm-hmm. and she makes kind of a backhanded, like a little bit rude, but funny, perhaps, mm-hmm. like you know, as a joke comment to put you down, like that kind of mum.
Mm.
I think I would take that and maybe then say, like, you know, that did make me feel a little bit uncomfortable. Like, that is the sort of thing you could maybe bring up with your boyfriend.
Or when it happens.
Yeah. When it happens, like, if he sees anything in person or she's just, like, I know she's overbearing, was it? I don't know.
It was obsessive/ jealous.
Jealous.
So maybe, like, they're spending more, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
A jealous mum.
Maybe one of those mums who are, like, no one will ever be good enough for my son. Maybe ask him, like, how do you feel when mum... when your mum says like that, those comments to you, find out, gauge his response and then move lightly from there. Yeah. I think suss his vibe first because he might be like, oh, it's so annoying. Like mum's so jealous. And then you can be like, oh, okay. It's interesting that you feel that way. I have noticed sometimes she does X, Y, Z. It's okay though.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
It's fine.
But
you
maybe
don't need to say anything.
Maybe you're right in your assumption.
This is
on you.
This is wild how much this happens. Like, I didn't realize this was such a thing. What's going on out there, guys?
If my son was dating a girl, a woman, that I didn't approve of, I would tell them. I'd be like, I don't think she's – am I a crazy mom? I probably would. I'd be like, I don't know if she's right for you, sweetie. Maybe I'm going to end up like
I think
I
disagree.
What would you do? Just let it figure it out.
I would let – I think – when I have kids
one day
I think you could at the very start maybe just, you know, just like, you know, does she align with where you see yourself going? That's after that, I think, as a parent, well, as personally, I would just let the child figure it out.
Okay.
Let them live.
Yeah, see, I just like, I've got such a big mouth.
You have to let them live.
No, you do
it.
It's not fair because
it's just like, support them if they're happy. Obviously, if they're having like serious issues with
this, yes,
different story, but
if it's just like a personal opinion.
If you just don't like her as a parent, you can't, that's just not your place. I don't know, I'm giving parenting advice. I'm not even a parent. Okay,
no, yeah,
I have no idea what I'm saying.
We have no idea.
Tread lightly
because once you say it, you also can't take it back, and that's something they'll remember.
And like, if the mum is already like this, And then you add, it's like adding fuel to the fire.
Christmas you're gonna make be it, awkward.
You're going to make it so much worse.
Oh my God, the Christmas.
The Christmas lunch. You're not getting invited to the Christmas lunch.
You are not getting a good present from Secret Santa
you're
this
getting
year.
Getting socks.
You are, dude, you're 100% going to get socks. So tread lightly, especially tread lightly. Before Christmas if you want a good present.
Kill with kindness. I say kill with kindness. Just yeah. Like, be so friendly. Like, doesn't matter what she says. Like, oh, low blow.
Grain of salt.
Yeah, all good, babes.
And understand as well that she is jealous, like you said, and she is obsessive, and that is her own personal issues.
Yeah.
She probably dated shit men. She might not even be happy with your boyfriend's dad. And she is, you know, looking to her son because he is like the perfect man in her eyes and just thinks nothing is good enough for him, or like is jealous of the love he's giving you because she wants that, because she might not be getting any at home.
Oh, shit.
Do you know what I mean though? It's probably why.
Yeah.
Because if you're happy in your relationship and your life, and you've, you know, raised your kids, they're off. You're not getting involved in their shit. Like,
no, you shouldn't be getting involved.
You know, you might be like giving some guidance here and there, but you're not like.
You're letting them do whatever they want.
You're not making his girlfriend's life hard. Like, let them live.
Let them live.
I'm going to replay this for myself when I have a son. Because I know what I'm like. I'm so psychotic. I'd be like.
I hate her.
I don't like her energies. My chakras feel a bit off. No. Like, I'll be like, no, I actually probably will be like, so for the girls. I'll probably, if I only have boys, I'll be like thrilled that a girl is in the house. I'll probably like not even speak to my kids anymore. I'll probably just like hang out with her. Or I go the other way. Yeah. Just become besties.
Yeah.
Also, I forgot to address cute jumper doll.
Oh yeah. Thank you so much, guys. Pilates Princess.
It's like my actual favorite oversized crew.
I know.
I wear it so much.
I've been wearing this to death. And actually, I can't even decide which one I prefer and which one I wear more.
What, the zip or
that? The zip or the hoodie. I don't know. I wear the zip all the time too.
The zip's good because you can just kind of like have it on.
Take it off, slouchy. But then this is so comfy.
That one's crazy.
They're both fire. Okay.
I'm really letting the team down, not in my merch today.
Where's the merch? This is actually Caitlin's merch because I forgot to pack.
You forgot yours.
Crew neck.
I actually was wearing the All the Best t-shirt in pink, but it got really crinkled in my bag.
Yeah,
and Maddie said I couldn't wear it because it looked bad.
That was a firm no. It was a firm no, sweetie.
But if it wasn't crinkled, I would be wearing it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's it for this week. All right.
Yes. Housekeeping before we let you go. If you guys would like to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook, it's all at Girl Code, the podcast. But yeah, that's it for this week's episode.
And we'll see you guys
next week.